So anyway, we'll dedicate this to Moon IP learning. We've got like a bit more than 10 minutes. So we'll hop around with a bit Halacha and Shemoneh Esrei, Hilkos Tefillah, and also the idea of Nesiva Shalom. But we dedicate to Refuah Shleima, to Itamar Shver, and to the thanking Hashem for all the health that Hashem keeps giving us and all our family, especially our soldiers, Shmir Aliona, Rebachis Ben Mashan, Avram, Asher Ben Sara. Hashem should protect everyone, and Itamar himself should go and have a gesunta refuah, and his nose should go smoothly and should breathe fully and healthily. Amen. Ruach apeinu Mashiach Hashem. Amen. They should have the ruach of, you know, the in the nose that was able to bring down the Mashiach Hashem. It's a famous pasuk, and we sing it also on Shabbos. So it says here, Mispalal Sarach Sheyeda, you need to know, one who is praying Shemesh must be aware, Shashchina Kenegdo, the Shechina is in front, is facing him. Remember, we're learning about the Shechina today in the Shir from Rav Shlomo, Shir David, Kamo Shenemar, as the verse states, Shifki Kamayim Libeich Nochach Pnei Hashem. We say this on Eicha, on Tisha B'Av, pour out your hearts like water in the presence of the Lord. And, you know, Shlomo Kalibach used to sing this as a song, Shifki Kamayim. V'yaya Chavani, he should arouse his concentration. V'yisa Kol HaMachshavas Atodas, so remove them from his mind, any thoughts that disturb him. Yeah, so you got to awaken the kavana and get out any of the thoughts. That's one of the good things. Don't use a phone when davening, just as an etzer, because the problem is on a phone, even if you're just looking at the siddur, you probably have notifications. So some people get rid of all their notifications, don't have any. So maybe then, maybe a phone's somewhat okay. But the idea of Moshe Weinberger once said, you should use a siddur. Why? Because the siddur has in it the shechina, the kedusha, of all the ishtamshas, all the use of all the years, all the people using it and davening and pouring out their heart. You know, some people have tears on their siddur. You know, it's like there's something that kedusha to it, especially if you have an older siddur. And using a phone, like, you know, you've been in the toilet with it, you've used it to who knows what, yeah, to watch what and to do what. So, you know, hopefully nothing too bad, but the point is that it's not really how you want to be saying these holy moments. And you should awaken it and remove all the thoughts that disturb you, like the phones, Achishtar, Machshavta, Bukamanasazak, Tfilosa. Until his thoughts and concentration become clearly focused on his prayer, Vyakshav, and he should consider ki ilu haya midabe lifnei melech basavidam. You should see yourself as if you're standing in front of the richest, most powerful king in the world, and he decides, you know, a lot of things around, like Putin, Chas Shalom, or one of these guys, like Elon Musk, someone, you know, now they're trying to make it realistic because we don't really have kings so much. Yeah, Vavadai Hai Mesade Devar. You would surely organize his words beforehand. Mechavim Behem Yafel Laval Yiksho, and concentrate well, speaking so he does not stumble. Kovacham Melifnei Melech Malchim Melachim Mekodesh Boruch Hu. The most when he was talking to the King of Kings. Shesach Lechavim Lafanavetz Machshavto. He must concentrate his thoughts when he's praying in front of him. Ki Lafanu Sparach Shema Fu. Before Hashem, may his name be blessed. Hamachshav Kamo Dibo. Any of his thoughts, his person, are revealed as spoken word. He examines all of man's thoughts. V'kodim atfila. So this you have to realize that Hashem's seeing everything. He's an open book. He sees you from beginning to end. He knows your journey. He knows your asid, your future. He knows everything. So every time you're standing in front of Hashem, it really should be pachad pachadim. Yeah, like a tremendous yira. Right now we're in the sphere of gevura. We just finished off a chesed yesterday. Now we're in the sphere of Gevura, Chesed Shabbat Gevura, the first day of Svira. And the whole Svira Omer, this whole week, is working on our Voda, on our Yiras Hashem. Yeah? To have a Pachad Yitzhak, to like the way Yitzhak Avinu. It was interesting because his bris was yesterday in the spiritual calendar. So the whole week following is like the bris of Yitzhak Avinu, is like the Avoda with Megalad, the awe of Yitzhak in the world, through Am Avinu's Chesed of Chag, Pesach. And we're getting ready for now for Chodesh Iyar, which is also a month of Yira. And this idea, this is these kind of kavanas of Shemoneh Esrei help sensitize our relationship, who we're talking to and who we're davening from. And everything should be mesuda, should be organized, and everything is revealed to Hashem. V'kol machshava hu ahoker, examines all our thoughts. Kodem atfila, yachshav miromus hakel yisbach shmo. You should think of the exaltedness of Hashem. May his name be blessed. Shiflus ha'odem, and in the lowliness of man. V'yaseh kol Tanuge Odom Meliba, and he should remove from his mind any thoughts of pleasure that man engages in. So we shouldn't be thinking about, you know, the beer we're going to have later that day or whatever, yeah, or other kind of pleasures from the night before. We should be thinking, we should be realizing that we're flesh and blood, and just, you know, humble ourselves. Going to the bathroom is one of the things that humbles us. Also, our limitations of everything. you know, who are we to be able to organize our life completely? Only Hashem can help with all the hishtadlis and everything we're doing. It's all Hashem. And Hashem shines on us, yeah? And we should thank Hashem. So this is part of the avodah of Hashem Sittat Tiftach. Good, just as I'm on the phone, someone's wanting to lock in a big deal, so that's great. Sure. That's the problem with being on the phone. It's good news, but it's disturbing the learning. Sure. For good news, Baruch Hashem. But one who is praying, Shmoneh Esrei Sach, Shechavein Belibo, must concentrate his mind, Perish Amidah, Shuhu Motzi Sifsofa, upon the meaning of the words from his mouth, Shinomar, Tavin Libam Takshav Oznech, direct the heart, let their ear be attentive, V'kavar Nitfsu Habe, Sidurim in Perish Ashkenaz. Many Sidurim have been printed with German translation. Yochoko Adam Lelamed, every person can learn from their meanings. Lahavim Mishu Ispalau should think about who you're davening. Yemechele Kavim Perish Amilis, you can't concentrate on the words. Chal Pachasacha should Beshas at Fidish, at least think while praying. Devar Machniyam et Salev, that subdue the heart. Makhane Libo, Lavin Shem Shemaim, Imtavo Machshav Azar, Betoch et Fila, Mamtinaz Mizbato. He should be silent, Yishtok. And Namtinas Bato and Machshava. Wait until these thoughts go away. So you have a disturbing thought, the worst thing to do is start fighting it. You know, start taking the, like, thinking about a lady, start thinking about, you know, no, really, it's the Shekhinah Kadosh. And then by that point, you're already like, okay, doing who knows what. So rather, you should just allow it to pass. That's what the Baal HaTanya also says. Seich Das, just let it go through and vayitzei. Now, Parshas Achrimos. Shnei b'nei Aaron kruvim lifnei Hashem. So we should never know the nesoyin that Aaron HaKohen had to lose two sons on that holy day. We should never lose any sons. All our sons should live 120. Amen. And so learning the parsha can also be a kapara that we should never have to go through this kapara. One of the things of learning Torah and hearing about Yisurim that people go through, by learning about it and be mechavein to the Yisurim, and then it's sort of, rather the Torah is the machaper than you have to go through it in real life, real time in real life. It's a kavana to have in this week's parsha with Yom Kippur, all the kapara. It's a kapara, the parsha has a lot of kapara in it, so rather than learn about it than actually have to go through it and experience it. Chai behem, Hashem wants us to live the Torah, not to chas shalom anything else. Is that why Hashem, Moshe Achre, Mush, Shnei B'nai Aaron, Kvosim Lifnei Hashem, Yemusu, we went to bring a korban and in front of Hashem, and those two sons unfortunately passed away. Moshe, Moshe, we know who they are, another one of you. It doesn't say, I don't think this week's parsha, just call them two sons. Moshe Dabe Aaron Achicha Ayavu B'chol Eitz El Hakodesh Mebeis Barokas Lo Yomus. So the problem was, it was only meant to be Aaron who was meant to come at that time, not the two sons. Himishmas Apasukim Nireh Shmises Bnei Aaron Gashur Azar Shal Ayavu B'chol Eitz El Hakodesh. So it was a warning against those two, against all of Klai Yisrael, that only Aaron could go into the Kodesh, not his two sons, and they didn't listen to the warning to go into the Kodesh. To perish in the base of English, in that time as the Mishkan. Shaloyamus Kedarech Shemusa Banav. Yeah, that they should not have died the way that their sons died. Sarach Bia Lachor Ein Shum Kesha Bein Zelazer. The Meuchad Mandamed, the Sfirle Shechet Anabinaviu, Hai Shahura Halacha, and they Moshe Rabban. So there's another reason. They taught Halacha in front of Moshe, their Rebbe. Shalor Nisau Noshim Veloyelem Bonim. Another reason was they didn't marry. See, they avoided the nesoyin that we have to deal with daily of being married. It's a blessing, but it's also a challenge. Sargul Bonim, how hard is it to have a kavir sitim and learning when you have a big family? It's hard. You know, you saw during Pesach. You know, I love the hug. The hug was a beautiful time to be with family and spend time at home and rest and all that stuff. But I also really didn't like the. I didn't hate it, but I didn't like the experience of not having learning like this and working and structure, being with people and, you know, in Torah. And, you know, even though there was shirim and there was things going on, but not that much. So it was painful in that sense. It wasn't so much good for the neshama. But even though the truth is, being with the family is also good for the neshama. Sure. Learning Torah with your family, talking to them, it's very important also. So we need that time as well. But as another one of the things, not marrying, but also not, you shouldn't say halacha in front of your rebbe. So you have a rebbe, you don't start telling him what you think the halacha is, or paskening in front of the community. It's one of the things that, you know, in Shir David, Rav Shlomo was the rav, and I, you know, even if I got, you know, some different ways of thinking or saying, I'm not going to say it, you know, because one, I'm not a rabbi, but two, I don't want to say in front of the rabbi anything that's cholik on, he has his place. the front of Hashem, Eish Zara, they brought a foreign fire in front of Hashem. Shalot Savoy Sam, Hashem never commanded this foreign fire. The Mashma, Shechet Kashur Le'etzim Achrova. And so the Chet was actually not just they didn't marry and they passed them, they actually, what they actually did, the time of the Etzim, the essence of that fire that they brought, a false fire, like a foreign fire, when Hashem never asked for it. So there's lots of kashas on what did they actually do? What was their sin that caused them to die? The two sons of Aaron Cohen had to go through this whole thing. And Achim has, we read this on Yom Kippur, on the holy day. And also, I mean, the main thing we read is the Vodah of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and also the Hazara of any of the, but it's from this Parsha. It's all the same Parsha. It begins with this. The only way the Kohen Gadol can enter is because he's with Klal Yisrael. That's the whole thing we have to realize. We have to realize we're partners. We're not just partners in the office space and with our Shabbos or whatever we do together as a community. Klal Yisrael are constantly partners. I'm writing my second section of my book now on United Souls. We have to tune into the fact that we're all one soul together, Klal Yisrael. B'shem Kol Yisrael. We have to tune into that and realize everything we're doing is B'shem Kol Yisrael all the time. Shmira for the army, Shmira for our families, for friends, for Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. We should be a Kiddush Hashem in the world, not all this balagan going on right now. So that we have to realize, and that's the koyach of the Kohen Gadol, that he can only enter such a holy place because of Klal Yisrael. The koyach of strength of Klal Yisrael. Kashay Yisrael, Chataim of Naseim, Avdinim Benim Levein Elokeihem. So when Yisrael sinned, Chas V'Shalom, that separates us between us and our Father in heaven, our God. And the kukulim that we create prevents the Kohen being able to get into the and bring the kapara that we need, yeah, because of the things that we've done wrong. See, he only was able to come into that Kodesh place. Aaron, his brother, your brother, from Moshe Rabbeinu, was being told this by Hashem because he's betoch b'nei Yisrael. He's coming with Klal Yisrael. Shelo zochel ekrivo ki im betoch b'nei Yisrael b'kochem uzukhusam. The only way that a shliach can go out is because he's doing it with Klal Yisrael. Kohen Gadol is doing it with Klal Yisrael, with their strength and with their merit. Klal Yisrael einam zochem. And when I'm Yisrael not zocher, gam a kohen toli behem eina zocher lebrois b'nei Shechina. So then the kohen comes out to dukkin every day. And there was like hardly anyone there, and it was really hard to get motivated to duchen. And like, yeah, there's hardly anyone there, so you don't feel the shechina as much. Whereas on Yom Tov, there's a lot of people. And when I went to Yerushalayim by my Rebbe, it was quite a busy shul, the Rebbe's there, and you feel like the shechina. So when it's a shvach chevra, like not many people, you feel it. Everyone's laying each other down a little bit. We all need to be there for each other. That's why the women were right in a way. But feel of God,
they were rioting. So,
the feel of the great Gadolim Sahu the Kash of Klal Yisrael. The Khain Rak, if you have a water or something, yeah. I'm like really first. Khain Rak Biyoma Kapurim Shakoyso and Mshala Biyomahu Malache Shayas Mochim Nahem Al Kav Abanasehim. Rak on the day of Yom Kippur, all Klal Yisrael and Nimshala are like compared to, like as a story form, like in the Nimshalu is like Biyomahu that the to angels, and therefore all their sins are forgiven. Because Klal Yisrael are compared to like angels, all their sins are forgiven.
Amen.
Because now they have the schus of the Malachi Sharis. They're like holy angels. We're saying Baruch Shem Kavod Malach Tzolam Ved loud on Yom Kippur, on Yom HaKodesh, because we're on a higher level. And so then all our sins are forgiven. And then, as Yavu Aaron Al HaKodesh, then he can go into Kodesh Kodeshim on that one day. And that's, that's the only day that Yisrael are fitting to have Aaron HaKohen to come into such a holy place on Yom HaKodesh. And then with that strength, through the fact that we're all Makadish, all of Klal Yisrael on that holy day Yom HaKodesh, on Yom Kippur, then we can send the Kohen Gadol to the Holy of Holies. Hainish HaKenasas Kohen Gadol LeKadish Kadoshim Rak Makoyak Ishkashu Im Klal Yisrael Eluhu Pnei Atzmo Gam Im Hu Gadol B'Yosa En Kokel Levoi LeKadish. So there would be no Koyak if they're not. So then we're going to see now with Nadav and Avir, we'll just sum up because we're getting past the time. Nevo, they made Halach in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, in front of their Rebbe, and they also didn't marry. We need to understand what's the shayach to the actual bringing this foreign fire and that consume them. They're actually bigger than Moshe and Aaron, according to the Svarim. So they weren't able to be bottled to Moshe because they were on such a high level. They weren't able to bottle to Kalaito, they weren't able to bottle to anything. They were so high. So it's great to be high, but not too high. They went too high. You know, there's like hippies, you get these guys. They get so high that they're no longer able to be part of the cloud. And that becomes a problem. That's what, even though, obviously, we're talking about the holy, holy people, can't really talk on them, but it's just based on the Svarim. Paris, that's why they made halak in front of Moshe, because they thought they were higher than him. And they were higher than him on some level. But what were they missing? They weren't able to bottle, and it's kashrus. It doesn't matter even if the rav is not as big as them. Even Moshe Benno was as big as Nadav and Avihu, but they had to still be bottle, and they weren't able to be. So even if you have big rabbonim in a shul who are bigger than the Rav Shlomo, just say there is. I don't know if there is, but it probably isn't. But just say there was one or two guys there who were big. I've seen this by Sadiqim, much older rabbonim by some younger mashbir, and they bottled to the mashbir. Even though he's 20, 30, 40 years younger, and they were by bigger Gedolim than him, and they know loads. Wow. I've seen him, like Rabbi Nachman, he had people around him who were way older, way bigger, Gedolim, Dayanim, huge people, all became Chassidim, all became Batal. Wow. That's the idea. And then what happens when they're like that? It's Kasha the Kaiso. Same thing with being joined to Kaiso. They have to be able to be joined up to Kaiso. And what happened? They weren't able to do that. Why? Because they didn't get married. They didn't have children. So they're no longer building Kaiso anymore. They're separated. Yeah?
They're not able to bring Tabidim. It shows how much Hashem values this world.
And what, us having children.
Children. Interacting with society, community, like you can be the learned and the highest and like in the clouds, but like if you can't bring it down to this world, it seems at least that
you can see I'm a little bit like abstract, let's be honest. Like I'm driving, I'm like in another world. You give a little bit of Torah, I'm flying off somewhere. But
you're still like
so if I have a wife that's strong enough to pull me down and make sure I'm there and somewhat down here.
Somewhat.
Yeah. I'm not that I'm on a high level. I'm just saying that I just have this kind of more abstract personality. It's Kasha the Kaiser. We're not able to join up to Kaiser. We have to work on being joining up to Kaiser. But Toch Kaiser. Join up. Go for praying. Be with the Kaiser.
That's important.
Yeah. And this gives us the Koch to now be a Shlich for Kaiser. Through the Kashrus to the Rav, and it's Kashrus to Kleisrael, then we can go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Holy of Holies, and bring the Kapara for Kleisrael. Then we can have the ability to be chosen for all kinds of different Shlichas and to be a messenger of Kleisrael. We want to be a messenger of Kleisrael, we have to be able to be joined up with Kleisrael. I'm sure you saw this with Shlomo, like, he's doing this. He's having family, he's with the Chevra, you know. There has to be a certain separation, but there also has to be a certain joining. And there's this balance, this fine balance. The problem in Nadibar, they went too high. They weren't connected to Moshe, they weren't connected to the cloud, so they weren't able to do the voda.
It's a big lesson.
Yeah, and the beautiful thing is, when you are able to do this, what happens? This brings zivugin. Flesh, you see God. Through the becoming one with your wife and bringing down children, you see God.
Yeah.
And you're able to then go to the highest places of all, much higher than they were, and you won't get burned up. All of us mochin, and you get new mochin, especially with Pesach just came, we got new mochin, new consciousness, new awareness, how to run the business, how to be matzliach, orach hadoshes, new lights, adi zavuga bechines, he brings some Kabbalah in Loshen. You have two points, batu yourself to your Rebbe and to Yisrael, your brothers and sisters. Bekush aleihem, join up with them, as your way to love, and then you'll be zog to a big shefa elyon.
Amazing, beautiful Torah.
So we should be zog to all that, and when IP should be matzliach, vayta matzliach, a new zman, a new tekufa. Let's make lots of sales, lots of shefa, so we can join Kleisrael and b'shem Kleisrael, bring a lot of bracha for all of the people around us, and children and their children, please God, and.
Amen.
Including everyone in the business, Akiva, Huda, we miss you, we'll see you soon, new week, please go. Okay, have a beautiful Shabbos, Kodesh, Achrei, Mos Kadoshim. We're heading into beautiful Svira days and enjoy them. Enjoy the Amida, Tikkun Amidas, enjoy the Yiras Hashem we spoke about at the beginning. And once again, we should hear any good Besoros, Tovus, good news.
Amen.